flesh that out.
Well, if they're going to hit us, I'm wondering if he would permit me to talk to them directly.
Please.
I have never been to Guantanamo. I actually tried to get down there last December, and it created a mini scandal among the left-wing media that a 9/11 family member who supported the commissions was being allowed to actually attend the hearing of the men who killed her loved one. So I haven't been down there, but I've read a great deal about it, and I've talked to many, many people who have, and I've heard from some of the family members of the troops who are serving there. And I want you folks to know, men and women who are serving there, that I am so very proud of you. I know that you've had an incredibly difficult mission, that that everyone that I've spoken to who have seen you in action are so impressed by what you do, how you do it, and the professional way in which you conduct yourself under these incredibly stressful circumstances. And I couldn't be more proud. And I can tell you, I lost my brother on September 11th. He was a retired Navy F-4 pilot who flew for American Airlines. He was the captain of American Flight 77, the Pentagon, the plane that crashed at the Pentagon. And he would be so incredibly proud of all of you. And I, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for what you're doing and how you have served our country. These people are very dangerous. I know who they are. I've read some of their jackets, and I'm very, very grateful for what you've done.